Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yosef Tzvi, Ben Maris Hanna Miriam, who b'choyot zechalatza, bracha v'sacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav, Moshita ben Peshedina, bracha v'sacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav, Nebran Mishulam ben Baruch Heretz, bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav, who b'choyot zechalatza. We are going to be learning about Inyanei Kiddush HaChodesh, based on the wonderful Sefer Birchas Ariel, which was written by a very chashuv Talmud Chacham in Tel Aviv, a Slobodka Talmud, and afterwards a Rav in Tel Aviv, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Paris, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. And he had a school that he headed in Tel Aviv called Yeshivas Tel Aviv back in the 50s. And he has a lovely Sefer, Birchas Ariel. Unfortunately, you don't see it quoted very often. Most people haven't heard of it. So we're going to try to bring him alive. L'mayn yusif sosav dovos bekever. As we enter into Rosh Chodesh Shavat, it's a schus to learn in Yanei Kiddush HaChodesh. In the Rambam in Perah and Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, in the very first halacha, he writes, Chodshei Hashana im Chodshei Halavana. The months of the years are the months of the moon. V'ne'amar chodesh zelachem rosh chadashim, kach amru chachamim, her lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moshe b'mar nevua, d'mus levana, v'amar lo kazer re'e v'kadesh. Chachamim said that Hashem showed Moshe in a prophecy the moon, and he said to him, kazer re'e v'kadesh. Like this you should see and sanctify. So with this we see the geder of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. What is the geder mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? Re'ei v'kadesh. You should see it and you should sanctify it. That's the mitzvah. The Rambam explains, he mitzvah saseh achas v'hu l'chashev v'leida v'likboa be'eze yom tchilas kol chodesh mechodshei hashana. The Rambam uses a number of Lashonos here. It's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, 10b, Ayin Sham. He says that the mitzvah saseh is to be mechashev, to make a cheshbon, to figure it out, and to know, and to establish what day will be the beginning of every month. So lechashev means to make a chishuv, to figure out, is the moon going to be seen on this day or is the moon not going to be seen on this day? And to cross-examine the witnesses who see the moon, as the Rambam writes in Halacha Zayin. Likboa, when the Rambam says to establish, that means to be mekadesh, to be koveh the day. And the Rambam uses this third lashon of leida. What's the meaning of leida that's also part of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? Likboa is to establish it as Rosh Chodesh. Chashev is to figure out if it really happened now. Cross-examine the Edim. What's the Leida? So it would appear that what the Rambam means is that the Beis Din, who upon whom is incumbent the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, they have to make all types of Beirurim in order to know B'yidia Brura. They have to have a clear knowledge that this was, that the moon was really seen, because it says kazer re'ei v'kadesh. You have to see the new moon and sanctify it. So you have to make clarifications that are so clear that it's like seeing. It's begeder re'ia. Kazer re'ei v'kadesh haynu yidia brura. Because it's, you can't say that Davka Beis Din has to see, like Hashem showed Moshe. We know that's not true. So it must be that sometimes you clarify something so well, it's as if you're seeing it. We just have to understand that in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes that besides the mitzvah that we have over here in Halacha Aleph, there's a mitzvah on Beis Din to inform the people. V'yishlechu v'yodiyu she'ar ha'am, etc. K'day she'yedu b'eze yom min ha'moados she'nemar asher tikru osam imikrai kodesh. They have to inform the people in order that they should know when the holiday is going to be. learned from the pasuk of Asher Tikru. So why doesn't the Rambam bring this in the Guf HaMitzvah that one must send shluchim in order to inform the people when Rosh Chodesh was? You know, today it's you WhatsApp it and everybody's got it in 2.5 seconds, actually less. So that's the miracle of modern technology. But before the miracle of modern technology, they had to send shluchim the old-fashioned way. So why doesn't the Rambam write this as, not everybody has WhatsApp, but those who have it, why doesn't the Rambam write this in the Guf HaMitzvah to tell us shegam hu min haTorah chelek mitoch haMitzvah, that to send shlichim? Why does the Rambam wait till Halacha Zayin when the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph with the mitzvahs? He should have mentioned that also. We also have to understand, what's the Iker Mitzvah? Is it Kviyas HaChodesh or Kviyas HaMoedim? From a Chodesh is Elachem, you learn Kviyas HaChodesh to establish the new month. From the Pasuk of Asher Tikru Osam and Mikrei Kodesh, you learn that the Mitzvah is Kviyas HaMoedim. You learn that the Mitzvah is establishing the new months. So I ask you, pray tell, which one is it? Is the Mitzvah to establish the mitzvah is to establish the holidays? From a chodesh is elachem, you learn kviyas hachodesh. Asher tikur otsa mikrei kodesh, you learn kviyas hamoadim. So what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the chodesh? Or is the mitzvah the moed? To be koveh the moadim. We already discussed this at length. This is talked spoken about by Hagoyin Rav Aaron Cohen. It's a beautiful sefer on Shabbos and the Moedim, where he speaks about Rosh Chodesh. He spoke about it there, the great Chevener Rosh Yeshiva. So now we'll say as follows, that Bevadai, the Etzem Maitza Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is to be Mekadesh the month itself. But the Tachlis of the Mitzvah is to establish the holidays. Because by establishing the new months, then we'll know when the holidays are. Kedei sheyedu, says the Rambam, be'ezi yom min hamoados. Shenemar she tikru osam mikrei kodesh. You have to know when the holiday is going to fall out. So that's accomplished by being mekadesh the chodesh. So since the ikar mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah, is kviyas hachadoshim, Mimela, the chishuv and the kiddush is the ma'aseh mitzvah itself. That's done from a chodesh zelachem. And it's only the tachlis, and that's why the Rambam doesn't mention it in the Guf HaMitzvah. The Guf HaMitzvah is kiddush hachodesh. And then the tachlis is that the people should know about it when the moedim are, and therefore the Rambam writes later, Halacha Zayin, takanas ha-moedim. So too we see in the chinuch and mitzvah dalet, that the yisod of mitzvah is kiddush hachodesh. In other words, you have the mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh, and then the tachlis of that is that the Jewish people should know when to make the holidays, and therefore this hodah doesn't have to be done by the Beis Din itself. They could send shluchim. The yikar is that the people know, but that's not part of the guf ma'aseh mitzvah. And with this, we can go further and explain a similar geder by mitzvahs mila. In the tshuvas of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Simon Mem Beis, he brings the kasha of the levush. Yesh matmiyim lami yavarecha avlak lahachnis ha'amoyel shluchoy shluch shladim kamoso kemet shamol mavarecha ala mila ma'atzarecha avlavarecha lachniso arei ha'mila hibritza shel Avraham Avinu. So the Levush asks, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, why is the father making a lahachnis b'frisa shel Avraham Avinu? The Moel is his shliach. And shluch shladim kamosa, since the Moel makes the bracha on the milah, why does the father make the bracha b'lachniso? The milah is b'frisa shel Avraham Avinu, let the shliach make it, just like the shliach makes the bracha on the milah. Why is the father making the lachniso, The moel is the shliach. Let the moel make it. He's doing it. So he says, some people answer that the bracha of lachniso is not in the milah. It's a shevach l'Hashem. Ad kan midivrei kacha sharbi kiveger. So it appears follows, says Rav Priz, that just like by Kiddush HaChodesh, there's a ma'aseh of Kiddush, and then there's the sending of the shluchim, which is not miguf ha-mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah is to be mekadesh the chodesh. Just as an outgrowth of the mitzvah, the tachlis, the ultimate goal, is that the people should know when the moedim are, so they have to send shluchim. You have to send people out. But you don't need shlichus proper. All you need is that the bezin be mishtadel. Bezin that are mekadesh the chodesh, and they also have to make sure that the tachlis is fulfilled, that people know about it, so they send out shlichim. But ain't sarach b'shlichus, you don't need a formal shlichus here. And so too by mila, there's a maisa mitzvahs mila, to remove the orla, and then there's also the hachnasa l'brisa shel Avraham Avinu, that's done through the mitzvah of mila. Like we see in the pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, Zot briti asher tishmu b'ni uv'neichem uv'en zaracha acharecha himol lachem kol zachar. In other words, that's the tachlis of the mitzvah. You don't mamish need shlichus like on the mitzvah of mila itself, as long as the avdas is ishtadlus. On the maisa mila you need shlichus, but that the tachlis should be fulfilled, that the son should be part of the covenant of Avraham Avinu, this is my covenant that you should guard between me and you, and between your seed after you, to circumcise your son, every male boy, most males are boys, every male. So for that you don't need shlichus, as long as you have the ishtadlus of the father to make sure that he goes into the bris, but you don't mamish need shlichus. So therefore it's really the father's. As long as the father does his ishtadlus and the tachlis is fulfilled, so it's the father, it's like the father doing it. If you need shlichus mamish, so then shluchu shlanu kamoso, and the moel should make the bracha. But you only need shlichus on the maisa mitzvah, and therefore there the moel makes the bracha. But on the tachlis of the mitzvah, there all you need is the shtadlis of the father did the shtadlis, he makes a bracha. And this is part of the mitzvah. It's another element of the mitzvah, and it's just like Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh, we said, has two aspects. There's the etz and maisa kiddush, and then there's the tachlis that everybody should know about, that the bezin should do a shtadlis, that everybody knows about it. Here you have the etz and maisa mitzvah, which is the maisa basaras orla. And then you have the tachlis of the mitzvah, that he should be a member of the covenant, that the father has to be mishtadel, he has to make an effort to that he should be part of the covenant. So according to this, we're not compelled to say that the bracha of lachnis of Rish Shalav Ravino is a birchas hodaya, like they explain. Rather, it's a regular bracha. And the maise ishtadlus, that the father is making a bracha on his maise, he did his ishtadlus to make sure that the son is part of the covenant. And why don't you make the bracha over la'asiyah, son? So we could say, because the person doing the mila, shibiyado lasos, yachal avarach kodem asiyah, son. Aval ha'av sheh, Mivarcha b'shah she'achar osa ma'isa mitzvah smila she'ein biyado lasos l'fikach mivarcha achar ma'isa amila. So one could answer, not the strongest answer necessarily, but when it's in the control of the person, so then he can make the bracha before. But the father, it's not in his control when the moel makes the bracha, when the moel does the mila, because the moel is doing the maisa, so mimela, After the milah is done, the father sees the milah is done, and now he can make his bracha. Now he knows that the milah is done. Otherwise, he has no control over when the mole does it. He can make the bracha, and the mole can say, I don't feel like doing the bris milah now. So he makes it afterwards. He knows the bris is done. And what about making a bracha after a maisa? We know that all brachas are made over la'asiyasan. Once he did the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah, you can't make the bracha anymore. But here it's really a mitzvah nimsheches. Here the mitzvah continues because he remains part of the covenant. And therefore, it's like a mitzvah tefillin and sukkah that you can make afterwards because you're still sitting in the sukkah, you're still wearing the tefillin. With this, we can add to the famous kasha of that flaw. Why Avraham Avinu didn't do his bris before he was commanded? If Avraham Avinu fulfilled the whole Torah, so why didn't he do the bris before he was commanded? So he gives a terah. There are many, many terutzim that are given. His terutz is Chabalah. So if there's no mitzvah, if God didn't command you, it's Chabalah. You can argue, no. So if he's doing a mitzvah, even though it wasn't commanded, so that takes away, it's not considered a Chabal anymore. That's not wounding himself. There's an important need for this, the fact that Avraham Avinu wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. But now we can say that until God makes a covenant, there's no Lachnis of Bris Shel Avraham Avinu. The Tachas of the Mitzvah is to be part of the covenant. But you have to wait for God to make a covenant. The other mitzvahs you can do on your own. You can wear tefillin, you keep Shabbos. But here you need a covenant. You need a bris. So until Hashem makes the bris, what's the point of doing the milah? It's not chalin anything. Alright. Anyway, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. We've seen some important nyanim. And with Hashem's help, we will continue. This is a lot of Torah to say in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's very, very exciting to look forward to. Hashem should just give us life and the financial means and everything we need to. Almodu lamed l'shmor v'la'asot u'l'kayim is kol yirei samot v'asobi ahava. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.